Hitzak Elai, Dabu Bnei Yisrael, so Yisrael, Kval Yisrael is standing by Yam Suf. Avodu Mitzrayim, Bnei Yisrael, Bnei Yisrael, they called out, they cried out, Tfilah, right? Smashim, Bnei Yisrael, that's what did it, that's what brought about the Geula early. Tfila from Klal Yisrael, he cried out to the Bnei Yisrael enough. Whenever she brings down, was the mother of a child, she saw the baby, became Greek, she cried out to the Bnei Yisrael, Tfila! They come, through 10 Makis, they saw Mitzrayim, the Malchus, the kingdom of the world, Mitzrayim. They saw it destroyed. They missed it, one Makkah after the other Makkah, made mincemeat from them. They went out of Mitzrayim in the middle of the day. Mitzrayim, says it was a city, a country, it was guarded up. There was nobody that got out of Mitzrayim. Nobody just went out of Mitzrayim. Klal Yisrael in the middle of the day, just walked out. Pari was malavad them out of Mitzrayim. Kol Tuv. They go into the Midbar, and the Rebbeinu Shalom is still afraid they should go there. It's Plishtim, still afraid. Not to keep them too close, because they still had a connection with Mitzrayim, it's not the Shmuz. And the Mitzrayim have Charoto, and they come after Klal Yisrael. And Klal Yisrael panics, and they look back, they thought they're out, they thought they're in the clear. Now that guy, breaks out of yeshiva for the day, thinks he's in the clear, he's halfway ready to... He's halfway ready to Netanya. And all of a sudden, he sees him sitting in the back of the bus, for Shiva. He's in the clear, Shiva got him. Not an Ari Shiva. Other Shiva's are happy sometimes. That the Rosh Hashiva was. See the Mitzvim, they panic. There aren't enough Kforim in Mitzrayim, they say to Moshe Rabbeinu. Bury us over there. We have to bury us over here. Why don't you leave us alone? We were fine there. We told you. What did Moshe Rabbeinu do? He looked up at the Rebbeinu Shalom. That's what you do. Now we're afraid. We don't know what to do. Klal Yisrael's tightening on me. The Mitzvah behind it. What should we do? Moshe Rabbeinu cried. Looks up to the Rebbeinu Shalom. That's a normal thing to do, right? That's what they did in Mitzrayim. Worked till now. Jews always done. Dr. Rebbeinu Shalom, I did tacking on you. Go! You talked to me for. What are you calling out? Just go! Let's go. I thought maybe I'd ask for shoes first, no? I'm supposed to know. I said, what are you asking me for? Go and I'm going to split the ocean. I was supposed to know that. But Rashi, Ein Lohem El Elisa, says the Rebbeinu Shalom to Moshe Rabbeinu, they have to go. She'ein Hayam Ein Medifneim. The Yam is not what's standing in front of them. Kedai Schus Avriseim. Vehein, v'amuna she'eminu bi, v'yotzu v'ikra lo'eb b'lohem haya. Kedai d'schus, v'yobis, v'amuna that they had in me, go, the yam is going to split. It's not, the yam is not standing in front of you. Yeah? Emuna is going to save you. place that tefillah is emuna. Why does a person daven? Come to the Rebbeinu Shlomo daven, we ask for something. Either we get it or we don't. What is this? Here the Eibishter with it. We don't get what we have. Down to it. He was busy with something, he didn't hear us properly. Or he said no. And the Rebbeinu Shlomo says no. It's true. What's tefillah? The Eibishter knows what we need. Shasoli kol tzarch. Eibishter knows what we need. He gives us all of our needs. He provides us with our needs. Hello, what? Do we know he's providing us with our needs? Such a malach. A tefillah is for us. That we should know it comes from the Rebbeinu Shelo. But if a person really has emuna, then the madrega that he's completely trusting in the Rebbeinu Shelo. I have no doubts. So what is it done for? What is it done for? I know everything comes from the Rebbeinu Shelo. Klal Yisrael was on a madrega when they left Mitzrayim. Lech Teichachrei, Bamidbar. They were at Tzlo Yizarua, they were on a madrega that they were going after the Rebbeinu Shelo. Wherever you take us, we're going. No matter how bad Mitzrayim was, right? You're not going to go to the Midbar. Go to the Midbar, it's better, right? Now, no matter how bad it is over here, right? They're going to tell you to sleep in the street. So, you know, I'll sleep in my caravan. Caravan's better than the street. And how bad it was in Mitzrayim, they went after the Rebbeinu Shelo. Into the Midbar. We don't know where you're taking us. We trust in your revenge. Now comes Klal Yisrael, all of a sudden they see the Mitzrayim and they get scared. Why didn't you leave us in Mitzrayim? They dropped the Madrega. Felt in Emuna, as they would say. Felt in Emuna. Now the Rebbeinu Shlomo says, no tefillah, nothing. I have to see that Madrega in Emuna. That's what this is all about. This kesher that we just made. This that you just followed me out to the Midbar, like a kala, loshim, lech lechachereh b'midbar, b'eretz leizaruah, akarev ha'ashem, chat b'chesed u'raich, ahavas k'vul leisayich, k'vul leisayich loshim kala, like a kala follows a chosin into his house, she doesn't know what's ahead of her, she doesn't know what kind of life she's going to live with this guy, she trusts in him, she goes into his house, she trusts he's going to take care of her. Like that, we went after the Rebbeinu Shelo into the Midbar. It has to be Azei. It can't be with the Chisorin and Amuna. Leave us in Mitzrayim. If they believe for 1 second that the Mitzrayim have a Yad over here, that the Yam has a Yad over here, that this is what's stopping them, that there's something stopping them in this world, if for 1 second they believe that, then this is not going to work out. Sorry. Tzfilah. So you're showing me that there's a chisaron, you're asking. You have to be on a madriga that you know. Jump into the ocean. Your brain shall not to see we were from madriga from Emes Emuna. Poshet Emuna. I was there over a story I once heard. It made such an impact on me. It's like a simple story. Someone was telling me about a guy that he knew, it's not that this person was alive anymore. He was already an older man after the war. Who grew up in Europe, I think by 11 years old already, he was out of yeshiva. He had no yeshiva education to come out in his life. 10 years old, his father was nifter, he was the awesome support of his family. Kids had a hard life, got married, he had children already before the war, he lost his whole family in the war. After the war, he married someone else, it was Epesach cousin, who was very sick from the war. And he married her, I think, Poshal Tzcheset to take care of her, they never had children. Children. Ashrei Levin, as they say. And somebody once asked him when he was an older person, this person was there, spoke to him, he said, like, how'd you do it? How'd you have all these years, stress-free, you lived to be a nice, gesund old man, how'd you do it? Smile on his face. What's that? It's a smile. What's without a smile? He had a hard life. He looked at the person like he fell from the moon. He said, what? You think the Rebbeinu Shelo doesn't know what he's doing? To me, it was first day. So this person wasn't in yeshiva from 11 years old. He didn't step foot in the yeshiva. And that's why. Poshet emuna. Poshet emuna there by yeshiva. What's emuna? Emuna is betzem bitocha. Is really the mandrega. It's supposed to be a bitocha. There was once, they say a very nice story, if it's a true story or not, I don't believe the story. Some people say it's true. A good marshal, the kids are, there was once a guy who came to Niagara Falls. We'll call him Pedro. He wasn't a Jewish guy. He would never do this. We'll call him Pedro. Gets to Niagara Falls, and he has a great, Pedro was a world-class professional tight rope walker. Gets it. He gets to Niagara Falls and he has a great idea. I'm gonna set a world record. I'm gonna tightrope walk across Niagara Falls. Now somehow, this is where the story gets into, somehow, right, where you wonder the true story. Now, he managed to get a tightrope across Niagara Falls, and how they did that exactly. And he told the island he's going. Gets it. He goes across Niagara Falls. Psh, didn't believe he could do it. He said he does it, he did it. He starts cheering for him. Pedro, yeah. And so now he says he's gonna go across Niagara Falls, holding a barrel on his head. He's walking, gets halfway across, then he starts to believe this guy. He could do it, Pedro! He makes it across with the barrel in his hand. Now he says he's going across Niagara Falls, holding a barrel in each hand. Two barrels, one in each hand. And now already the island says, this guy, he's going to do it. This guy, Pedro, 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 we believe in you. They're yelling, Mama, she's got thousands of fans watching him. And he's going. And he does it, he makes it. Gross. This is why I don't believe the story. He gets it. A good marshal. Because what happens now the fourth time? He says like this, I'm going again. You think I could do it? Now let's start doing this. Pedro, you can do it, you can do it. We believe in you. So the Seder. I'm going to do it. Who's going to come on my shoulders? Pedro. Easy. You can do it and all that. I'm saying, I got a wife and 10 kids. Don't you believe in me? This that they believe that Pedro was gonna, could walk across that tightrope. But, you know, leave it by Pedro. Let him do it. But he can do it. I believe it. I'll bet. They'll bet $1,000 on it. That's emuna. That's emuna. They believe in Pedro. I'm a bitoch. Are you willing to get on his shoulders? Bitochen. The Chazanish used to say that Bitochen is emuna lemaisa. People have emuna, right? Bitochen is emuna lemaisa. Do you really have emuna? It's not pshat. I believe that the Rabbi Shem can do it. But the second something goes wrong, there's not enough kvar mitzrayim. The Eibishter the wanted a mandrega from Bitochen. Go! Just go! Now here I am again, sitting up here talking big. I can't say I'm holding on this madrig. But this is the avodah from a yid. We have to live life with the Rabban Yishmael. It's not pshat. Yeah, it'd be alright. It's gonna be okay. You go through life, day and night. And life's not easy. Everybody knows my famous line, right? My Rebbe used to say. You know, I know it's hard, but life never, nobody has ever said life is supposed to be easy. Jesus to say. It's easy for him to say. Hits it. It's not easy. But the Eibishter wants to see. Just go. Go. What's a munosecho? Talking about the Eibishter, the moon, or he has to have a moon, or does he have a moon? Rabbi, a munosecho, Pshat is, שחזרת בי נשמוסי If he gave me back my neshama to the day, if he gave me another chance today to accomplish, Rabbi Munasek, so he must have belief in me. You have belief in me. I know that Eibishta has a munah that I can make it. Otherwise, what does he need me here for? I have a mission. If I'm not going to fulfill that mission, he doesn't need me. The fact that he gave me another day in my life, he believes in me, I can fulfill that mission. How can we fulfill our mission is by going through life. Going. This gets in the way. That gets in the way. The yam got in the way. So if they mention the yam's not standing in the way, just go. No, go. It's there. You want to see? Nachshon says, I'm going to show you what the Rebbeinu Shalom means. Nachshon ben Amin, nobody goes. And he walks. Now it gets to his ankles. Yeah? It's a Nachshon. It's not splitting. It gets to his knees. He's walking. Nachshon. It's up to your knees already. It's not happening. Maybe you should turn back. Not sure. His parents are watching. Not sure. It's up to his waist. He's walking. It's up to his chest. It's up to his shoulder. Not sure. Wake up and smell the coffee. The yam is not splitting. The job is done. Let's work something else. Maybe we should try davening again. We believe there's a Rebbeinu Shalom, but the thing's not splitting. Actually, says, there's no yam. Nachshon goes until it gets to the nose, and all of a sudden, you have to wait for it. They used to always see play. He wanted to see everybody cry. It was like my friend always says, they're going to show a sense of humor. He wanted to see what happens. If you make the last minute, it's only really, really, really tough if it's mamish at that last minute. It's easy to put your toe in the water and your foot in the water. You have to put your whole body in the water. He just wants to see. Others was like, without tefillah. And nobody's potter from tefillah. Everyone's going to come. Whenever you buy shachas today, I have bitochu. I don't have to daven. Rabbi Minzer said, I'm potter from daven. That's it. The tefillah is that to show us where it comes from. Who are you asking all this in the Eibishter? Shasoli kol tochi. There's such a thing, and I said, well, I'm not shasoli kol tochi, but a person has to make something that's tzorich. If this is my tzur, this is what I want, but there's other way to lay lech. Shlokum alichimus. Whatever he needs, that's what he's going to leave him. Chas v'shalom, if he wants the wrong things, that's what he's going to get. Be careful what you wish for, my father always says. You might get it. We have to want the right things. We have to make the right things on me. And then there's no question that Eivishtha needs the right things.